When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Once again, right now in downtown Crookston, 30 degrees, overcast skies overhead, but feels like 21 degrees with the wind chill. Those winds out of the east at 10 miles per hour. It's now time for the Noontime News here on KROX with the Noontime News. Here's Chris Fee.
Well, thanks, Leo. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Donald Trump has called to congratulate him on his election win from Air Force One. Netanyahu's office issued a statement today saying Trump warmly congratulated Netanyahu, who thanked the president for his great support for Israel, including the White House's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Attorney General William Barr says he doesn't know if Robert Mueller supported his conclusion that the special counsel's report had insufficient evidence to establish that President Donald Trump obstructed justice. The comment came as Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen asked Barr whether he agreed with Mueller's assessment that there were different issues of law and fact concerning whether obstruction happened. Barr said in a March 24th letter that Mueller did not reach a conclusion on obstruction. As one expert put it, quote, science fiction has become science fact, end quote. Scientists have revealed the first image ever made of a black hole depicting a fiery orange and black ring of light swirling around the edge of the abyss. Supermassive black holes are light-sucking monsters of the universe, theorized by Einstein more than a century ago and confirmed by observations for decades. Some European leaders say they are inclined to grant British Prime Minister Theresa May's request to push back the UK's deadline for leaving the EU. Estonian Prime Minister Jüri Ratas says the EU must do all we can to prevent the UK being out of the EU without a withdrawal deal or transition period. That could happen Friday if the EU won't agree to a delay. Latvian Prime Minister Kristijānis Kariņš says if Britain wants more time, I think we should consider giving them time. And lastly, President Trump says there's only one person in charge of his immigration policy, him. Trump was asked by reporters today whether he had considered tapping his influential aide, Stephen Miller, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, given Miller's focus on the issue. Trump praised Miller as an excellent guy and brilliant man, but said that, frankly, there's only one person that's running it, him. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Well, we've had good news. The National Weather Service has said that the Red Lake River level in Crookston has crested as of Monday, so that's good news. But then they whack us with the bat right across the midsection, as it looks like we could get some snow and a snowstorm, which this time of year in April, that's more common than not. So not anything out of the ordinary, that's for sure. But we'll tell you about the forecast. There is a winter storm watch in effect from Thursday morning through Friday afternoon. The possibility of 2 to 7 inches of snow here. And that sounds like it's significantly better than what they're going to get down south. We'll tell you all about the weather. That'll be coming up a little later. And with the road closures and possible winter storm, obviously you don't want to be traveling here tonight into tomorrow, or Thursday into Friday. And we'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in the weather. So be listening for that. Right now in downtown Crookston, a very cold 30 degrees. We have easterly wind of 15 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 19. The Red Lake River level reading continues to drop at 22.7 feet. So good news there. And again, 30 degrees, cloudy skies, a wind chill of 19. Right now in downtown Crookston, the forecast for the rest of today. It's supposed to warm up a little bit more, but not much. Highs 35 to 40. Northeast winds, they're going to be strong at 10 to 20. Then tonight, a 20% chance of light snow after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s. Northeast winds of 10 to 20. Then Thursday, we're expected to get 1 to 5 inches of snow in the afternoon. Possibility up to 7 inches of snow for Crookston and the listening area. And with that, we already have one postponement. That's Pirate Baseball at Winnie Mac tomorrow. That has been postponed. And unofficially, don't expect anything probably for the next week, Pirate Sports-wise. It's if we get the 7 inches of snow, obviously nothing's going to be going on for at least a week. So we're only going to pass along the official announcements. The only official weather-related announcement is Bagley Junior High Track. They're not going to be hosting their track meet tomorrow. And Pirate Baseball against Winnie Mac. Those are the only official postponements that we have so far. When we get the official ones, we'll pass them along. But if you're planning on watching your kid play any activity, if you're a Pirate or area high school student athlete, probably not going to be doing anything here for a while. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, and we'll cover all the weather. That'll be coming up here at the end of the noontime news. But we'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at what's happening at the Capitol, also throughout the state of Minnesota and portions of North Dakota as well. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at, it is Wednesday today, Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, a 3-day spring storm with mixed precipitation is making its way across Minnesota. MnDOT's Kevin Gutnick admits they had begun to focus on spring potholes and road construction. However,
yesterday crews were working pretty hard to get things transitioned back to snow and ice, and it takes about an hour to switch truck over. And they're all done, and plows are out now.
Many roads in southern Minnesota are already snow-covered. Before heading out, Gutnick encourages you to check out the latest road conditions in your area. The Minneapolis Final Four was projected to generate about $140 million of economic impact for Minnesota, and the CEO of the local organizing committee is hopeful they hit that mark over the weekend.
I think we got the out-of-town visitor numbers that we expected to see. We certainly had attendance at the different events that was possibly in the top three. We don't have numbers yet. We know we broke records inside U.S. Bank Stadium for that young venue. So we're feeling confident that our economic impact will be there.
Well, the businesses made some money. It was at least an hour wait for lunch or supper, and that was, if you were lucky, an hour wait. So it was packed, and Kate Mortensen says it will likely take up to a month to get all the numbers independently tabulated to know exactly how much money the festivities generated. But you couldn't go to a hotel in the metro area without somebody wearing Final Four apparel or their team's apparel. As Minnesota Senate lawmakers prepare to mark up a major higher education funding bill on Thursday, Democrats lament the increase for public colleges and universities. They say it falls far short of what's needed, while Republicans respond they did the best they can.
We have limited dollars, and we just together need to keep working to make them as useful as we can.
Says Chaska Republican Scott Jensen. Shoreview Democrat Jason Isaacson responds, employers want a well-trained workforce.
My friends across the aisle drone on about being a high-tax state, a difficult place to do business, yet I continue to see all these Fortune 500 companies and very large businesses do business here.
Senate Republicans' bill would give Minnesota's public colleges and universities a $100 million increase. House Democrats' number is three times that. Police say they're investigating the deaths of two people at a home in Orono. Authorities say bodies of a male and female were discovered at a home about 8:30 a.m. Wednesday. Police are being assisted by Hennepin County Sheriff's investigators and the state crime lab. Officials say there is no apparent risk to the public in general. The State Police Standards Board has revoked the license of a former police chief in St. Joseph accused of misconduct. Chief Joel Klein was placed on administrative leave in April of 2018 and resigned in May. The Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training conducted an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment, then revoked Klein's license. Flights, baseball, softball games, track meets, and school classes are being canceled ahead of a looming spring blizzard in the Rockies. About 40% of Denver International Airport's daily flights have been scratched. The Colorado Rockies have postponed a game against the Atlanta Braves until August, and a few school districts have canceled classes in Colorado and Wyoming. By the way, that system's coming our way. Yeah, let's see what else. Minnesota's legislative auditor says the Department of Human Services and county agencies must do more to combat fraud in the state's child care assistance program. In a report Wednesday, today, the auditor's office finds the department's program integrity controls are insufficient. Human Services Commissioner Tony Laurie says he generally agrees with the recommendations. An earlier report found serious problems, but no evidence that money defrauded from the program reached terrorists overseas. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, the Crookston Pioneer track teams competed amongst 20-plus schools total over. We're at the Bemidji State University's Gillette Wellness Center for the Beaver Relays. It's a high school meet put on by the Bemidji State track and field teams. It's obviously a money a fundraiser, I guess, or they raise some money there for the track program. With the 20-plus teams, I think it's $150 to $200 a shot. They make some bucks there. But Crookston girls, they finished 10th place with 35 points, with Thief River Falls winning the meet, 34 points better than the runner-up, and the Pirate Boys finished in 15th place with 8 points, while Dilworth Glendon Felton won the meet with 109, 11.5 points ahead of Bemidji. The Pirate girls were led by a pair of record-breaking performances from distance runner Catherine Geist, who took the top spot and broke school records in the 1 mile and the 800-meter races. In the 1 mile, that's 1,600 meters, Geist finished with a time of 5 minutes, 10.6 seconds, taking first place by nearly 30 seconds, breaking her own school record in the process. Catherine set the indoor record in the first meet of the year with a time of 5 minutes, 14.25 seconds. In the 800, Geist finished with a time of 2 minutes, 23.18 seconds, breaking Danica Brecken's indoor record of 2 minutes, 25.83 seconds, which was set in 2015. I think Danica did that in the section meet, if I remember right. The Pirate Boys were tested throughout the meet against a deep and talented field. Noah Keel provided the top finish for the Pirate Boys, taking fourth with a time of 24.60 seconds in the 200-meter dash. For the story, the results and times and distances and throws of every participant, you can go to KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. Well, what a game last night for the Twins. Jacob DeGrom's record-tying streak of quality starts ended at 26 when he allowed 2 home runs to Mitch Garver and 1 to Eddie Rosario in a 14-8 drubbing by the Twins, the worst outing in 2 years for the Mets ace. Minnesota hit 6 home runs, including a pair by Jonathan Scoop. The Mets hit 4 of their own, 2 by rookie Pete Alonso, as the teams combined for the most home runs in a game at Citi Field, which opened a decade ago. Twins, they were just hitting the snot out of the ball yesterday. That was fun. Now let's see what else. And the Twins continue their hot start. And Kawhi Leonard scored 20 points, and the Raptors closed the regular season with a 120-100 victory over the Timberwolves last night. And Bruce Boudreau will be back on the bench next season for the Wild, even though they missed the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. And give them one more year, see what happens. And they need to make some changes, get some, they need to spend a little, well, they've spent some money, just unfortunately, sort of the Minnesota way. They spent too much on 2 of their guys, Parisi and Suter. So see if they can make some good moves in the offseason. They need some, a little more scoring. Also on the sports scene for yesterday, the Pirate baseball team was supposed to host Frazee at the UMC baseball field. That was postponed due to the conditions, just too darn cold and miserable. Boys tennis, they were supposed to host Bemidji. This was postponed a week ago. They're going to play April 18th. And then boys and girls track, we told you about their results. And that was it from yesterday. On the sports scene for today, UMC baseball, they're going to be hosting Augustana. Augustana, I think number 2 in the conference right now, or one of the top teams anyway, behind St. Cloud State. UMC will be hosting Augustana in 2 big games. It is a 1:30 doubleheader start time, and we will have game 1 right here on KROX. The original schedule had UMC playing at noon. They have moved it back at some point to a 1:30 start for the doubleheader. So we will carry game 1 right here on KROX. Be listening for that. Leo Blavin will have the play-by-play. And then the Twins tonight, they're at the Mets trying to get a 2-game series sweep. 5:30 the pregame, 6:10 the first pitch. College softball, the Golden Eagles are at the University of Mary in Bismarck for a 2 o'clock doubleheader today, and the Timberwolves are at Denver. And the national sports news of interest, I guess Magic Johnson quitting as the Los Angeles Lakers president of basketball operations last night, citing a desire to get back to the simpler life he enjoyed before taking over the franchise just more than 2 years ago. Johnson didn't tell owner Jeannie Buss or general manager Rob Pelinka before he stepped in front of reporters about 90 minutes before the final game of the Lakers' 6th consecutive losing season. And there's a lot of Lakers fans that are happy with that, but I'm sure Magic Johnson is probably happy not to have to deal with that anymore. Wondering why we didn't see him at the Final Four. That was probably why. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. But again, for all the past week's sporting news, the stories, the stats, coaches' comments, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We're also changing the spring sports schedule on, well, many times a day. You can check that out online as well. Just under sports, go down to sports schedules, click on the Pirate Spring Sports. As soon as we get the changes, we'll make the changes on that schedule as well. We'll also post them on the daily schedule, and we'll post them on the weather cancellations as well. But we'll have quite a few of those here over the next week. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Here's some of this week's specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. The 7 to 8 ounce assorted Crystal Farm shreds or chunk cheese, 3 for $5. Stock up and save on cereal. Selected sizes and varieties of General Mills cereals, 2 for $6. The 14.5 to 15 ounce selected butter kernel vegetables, they're just 2 for $1. You can find all this week's savings at gohugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Ways and Means Committee Monday night voted to light the corridor from Old Highway 75 to the Highway 75 Bypass Bridge. The project will install 12 LED lights along the stretch from the corner to the bridge. The committee was presented with four options. Option one was a 50% cost share for the initial project with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, with the City of Crookston's share of the initial project costing $63,445.60 with an annual energy cost of $753.23. Option two was a 50% cost share with Otter Tail Power Company. Otter Tail would own the lights, and Crookston would make annual payments to cover its half of the cost over 15 years of just shy of $5,000, then pay the annual energy cost after that. Options three and four were the same cost-sharing option with only 6 lights from Old Highway 75 to 3rd Avenue Southwest. Proposals were presented from both entities, MnDOT and Otter Tail, because of the different ownership options offered by each. The MnDOT partnership would have the City of Crookston owning and maintaining the lights, while the Otter Tail contract would take ownership and maintenance responsibility in their proposal. City Administrator Shannon Stassen said Otter Tail has been a good partner for the city, and having a proposal that didn't increase the city's infrastructure responsibilities was a positive.
Yeah, after the 15 years, we'd just be paying for the energy price of electricity, which we'd have that no matter what. That's built into the cost for here forevermore. So it's a good partnership. Otter Tail's been fantastic in that regard for us. It gives us what we're looking for, and at the same time, it doesn't give us extra infrastructure to have to maintain. So that's kind of a nice deal.
And a councilman, Bobby Baird, said he added the first two options up and the city would save a minimal amount, about $116.05 over 15 years, by partnering with Otter Tail, in addition to not needing to worry about maintenance costs. Councilman Jake Fee made a motion to go with option two, followed by unanimous vote of the committee. Lighting the corridor had been a goal of the council and staff, and they've been working on it for a little over a year, according to Stassen.
Yeah, it came up at a strategy session about a year ago that council thought lighting up that corridor would be important. The bypass is pretty busy, and especially during the harvest. We initially reached out to MnDOT and did get approval for them to split the cost with us. But Otter Tail is actually going to do the installation, and then they'll own those, and we'll pay them so much per year for the use of those poles. And long term, that's a simpler and better way. But it's going to be really nice to have that lit up from the bridge all the way to Ampride there, and you know, the safety that of all that traffic and stuff out there. I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah, that will be a good thing. That's a route I like to ride my bike at night in the summer, so it'll be nice to have some lights up there. The committee also received a flood preparation update from the Crookston Fire Chief and Emergency Manager Tim Frober. Frober said when they scheduled his presentation, they didn't think they'd be in the high water event yet, but said the staff has been working hard in preparation throughout the month of March. He said he believes the city is prepared to handle the predicted crest of 26 feet. Frober also said the city worked closely in preparation with Polk County, including the county taking some shots with a drone of theirs of ice jams further up the river. The committee also had a presentation from Christine Anderson of the Small Business Development Center, who provided the committee with some statistics. and has been making the rounds to city and council meetings. Severe Weather Awareness Week topic for today is floods and flash floods. Flooding is one of the most common natural hazards in Minnesota. Seasonal snowmelt floods tend to develop slowly, while flash floods develop quickly during a heavy storm. Having a plan in place is important, according to Crookston firefighter Shane Heldstab.
Before a flood, prepare for evacuation, just having a plan in place, contacting your family, checking on your neighbors, making sure everybody does have something, just in case we do get something unforeseeable that does happen. Making sure that you're aware of road and bridge closures, may have to find alternate routes if you have to evacuate or get out. Let's say there's an evacuation, you do have to leave. Making sure that you secure your home, once again, staying in contact with family.
Additionally, consider buying a flood insurance at least 30 days prior to flood season. Elevate basement furnaces, water heaters, and electric panels. Install check valves and sewer traps and seal basement walls. Flash flooding and overland flooding can create dangerous situations for driving.
Don't drive over or through moving water. Don't walk through it, none of that stuff. There's a bunch of information out there on how little water it takes to actually take a vehicle off a roadway and people that get severely injured or die. If you can at all, we're really asking that you avoid driving across roadways and stuff like that that are covered in water. So the biggest thing is stay tuned to the media outlets that we have and have a plan in place. Hopefully this high water event will move through and we won't have any issues, but it's always nice to be prepared.
And as few as 6 inches of water can cause loss of control and potentially stall a car, a foot of water will float many vehicles and 2 feet of rushing water will carry away most vehicles, including SUVs and pickups. And Minnesota's statewide tornado drill for tomorrow has been canceled because of the winter storm. The National Weather Service announced today that they have determined the Red Lake River in Crookston is crested Monday evening at 24.66 feet. The river has dropped 2 feet since then to 22.65 feet at 11:30 this morning. The 24.66-foot crest is the 11th highest crest on record in Crookston. The Emergency Operations Center at City Hall in Wards 1, 4, and 5, and the command post there will continue to monitor levees periodically. Public Works and the EOC will remain on shift 24 hours a day until further notice. And I think we will work on a story here just to see where with the new levees, especially in the Woods Edition. I don't think the Woods Edition was, well, you're always concerned. You never know with the levees. If they break, obviously you have problems, but the levee system that they built after the 97 floods here in the city of Crookston have been made things a lot easier this time of year, that's for sure. The Red Lake Watershed District will close the Shrek Dam gates on the Black River. They did that this morning. Now, this is being done as a measure to reduce flood flows and stages downstream on the Red Lake River and the Red River of the North. Owners of property within the reservoir are advised that water levels will be increasing and personal property within the reservoir may be inundated. The dam is being closed in response to predicted stages in Crookston and Grand Forks. The National Weather Service has advised the district that river stages are predicted to crest in Grand Forks on Friday afternoon. The Black River is a tributary of the Red Lake River. The dam is located in Section 35 of Wiley Township of Red Lake County. An area of 108 square miles drains to the dam. The dam is a 38-foot-high earthen embankment with reinforced concrete spillway. The reservoir will store 4,800 acres feet of water, which is approximately equivalent to 1 inch of runoff from the area which drains to the dam. The dam was constructed in 1988. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following: Eric Christian Dowers, 42, of Warren, for felony terroristic threats causing or attempting to cause terror. The Crookston Civic Music League will perform The Seven Last Words of Christ by Theodore Dubois on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. The director is Belinda Feld, organist George French, pianist Carol Weber. Soloists are Elaine Erdahl, Pastor Phil Larson, Kevin Beiswinger, and Liz Thompson. The Crookston Civic Music League is made up of members from Crookston, Fertile, Fisher, and the surrounding area. A new hunting opportunity will be available to the public on the Glacial Ridge National Wildlife Refuge beginning April 17th. As part of a recent hunt plan revision for the refuge, more than 16,950 acres will be open to the spring turkey hunting during the statewide season. Glacial Ridge National Wildlife Refuge lies within Turkey Hunting Permit Area 509. Hunters must possess a Minnesota turkey hunting permit before hunting on the refuge, and all regular state turkey season regulations apply. Additionally, anyone hunting turkeys on the refuge must only use non-toxic shot. The 2019 spring turkey season runs April 17th through May 31st. For more information, you can contact the refuge, Greg Knudsen, at 218-687-2229, extension 16. On your obituary desk today, Paul Eugene Roseland, 90, the son of Arnie and Selma Roseland of New Fulden, passed away on March 21st in Green Valley, Arizona. Paul was born July 15th, 1928, and was the fourth of six children. And Paul was in the U.S. Army from 1948 to 54. While stationed in Alaska, he decided to put down roots and become a custom home builder there. Paul married Bernice Field in 1950 and had four children, Arnie, Ronald, Teresa, and Lori. He was preceded in death by his son, Arnie Roseland, and daughter, Teresa Hendrickson, sister and brother-in-law, Allie Art Waldron, brother and sister-in-law, Lloyd and Elaine Roseland, and brothers, John Roseland and Jerome. Surviving him is Diane Seawald of Green Valley, Arizona, his soulmate of 40 years, twin sister Pauline Roseland Bondi of Grand Forks, son Ronald Roseland of Beaverton, Oregon, daughter Lori Newquist and daughter-in-law Jackie Roseland of Crookston, son-in-law Miles Hendrickson of Bagley, sister-in-law Darlene Roseland of New Fulden, nine grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren and many nieces and nephews. Paul will be known as one of Alaska's greatest historians, preserving some of its oldest folk songs, artifacts, and pictures. He was honored by Dan Sullivan, the mayor of Anchorage, when he dedicated April 18, 2015, as Paul Roseland Day. While living in Alaska, he was a member of the Glory Day Lutheran Church, and while in Green Valley, he was a member of the Desert Hills Lutheran Church. Paul Roseland's many talents and storytelling will be sorely missed. The memorial service remembering Paul Eugene Roseland will be held at a later date to be announced. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Lloyd Lunson, who was born in Thief River Falls in 1903. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1942 and was discharged in 1943. Lloyd Lunson died on this date in 1945 in Crookston. That is a look at our local news. As we now shift over to the weather, right now in downtown Crookston, we have 30 degrees, cloudy skies, an east wind of 14 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 19. The Red Lake River level continues to drop. We're at 22.63 inches, so it's going the right direction. Humidity is at 75%. Barometric pressure is back up at 30.20 inches. 30 degrees, a wind chill of 19 right now in downtown Crookston. The sun rose this morning at 6:46. The sun will set at 8:08 for 13 hours, 22 minutes of daylight. The record low, 13, set in 1973. The record high, 82, set in 1925. The year ago high, 37. Year ago low, 28. The average high, 50. The average low, 28. Yesterday, we had a high of 39 and a low of 27. 30 degrees right now in downtown Crookston, a wind chill of 19. Again, the National Weather Service has determined Crookston, the Red Lake River level, has crested at 24.66 feet on Monday evening. The river levels have been slowly dropping since that point, and the EOC remains open until further notice. So we take a look at, well, there's flood warnings everywhere. Road closures, it's going to make things a little more interesting with the forecast here. Before we take a look at the forecast for today, let's tell you about the winter storm watch that's in effect from Thursday morning through Friday afternoon. Heavy snow is possible. Total snow accumulation will vary greatly across the watch area, ranging from 2 to 7 inches of snow. Wind gusts could be as high as 45 miles an hour in portions of north central, northwest Minnesota, and northeast and southeast North Dakota. Again, Thursday morning through Friday afternoon, travel could be difficult. A winter storm watch means there is potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact travel. Continue to monitor the latest forecasts. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40, northeast winds of 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of light snow after midnight, lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds of 10 to 20. Thursday, cloudy with snow, patchy blowing and drifting snow in the afternoon, snow accumulation of 1 to 5 inches, highs in the mid-30s. It'll be windy, northeast winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour, a 90% chance of snow tomorrow. Thursday night, cloudy, light snow in the evening, then a chance of light snow after midnight, patchy blowing and drifting snow through the night. It'll be breezy, lows in the mid-20s, and an 80% chance of snow. Friday, cloudy, patchy blowing and drifting snow in the morning, chance of light snow in the morning, then a chance of light snow possibly mixed with rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s, a 50% chance of precipitation. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. And Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-40s. And Tuesday, partly sunny, temperature will finally get up into maybe the mid-50s, highs 50 to 55 on Tuesday. So a chance of up to 7 inches of snow in Crookston in the listening area. But by Tuesday, we could have highs 50 to 55. So that's the bad news, good news. And the good news, the best good news that we can tell you is that the river is going in the right direction. And the latest forecast as far as the snow, they're not supposed to affect the river levels too much. So that is good news. Of course, that can all change. On the weather-related announcements that we have, again, for tomorrow, Pirate baseball against Winnemac has been postponed to a later date, and the junior high track meet at Bagley has been canceled. We will tell you about the road closures around northwest Minnesota. We've had several phone calls asking if the KT Road, that would be County Road 9 in Polk County, if that is open. There are several spots throughout the stretch between Crookston and Grand Forks where there is water over the road. So that's, we would say, probably want to find a different route if you're going to be heading over that way. But Business Highway 2 at the Sorley Bridge in East Grand Forks remains closed. Highway 75 south of Halstead, Highway 220 north of Oslo between Milepost 51 and Marshall County Road 5. Highway 317 between Highway 220 and the North Dakota border. Highways that are open but have water over the road, Highway 92 north of Zirkle near Milepost 71, Highway 9 south of Ada, south of the Wild Rice River Bridge, Highway 200 west of Ada near Milepost 16. When the road is closed, it is illegal to travel in that area. Motorists can be fined up to $1,000 and or 90 days in jail. In addition, if travelers need to be rescued from a closed road, other expenses and penalties will apply. And officials from Grand Forks and East Grand Forks closed the Point Bridge on Minnesota Avenue. And water goes over the road on East Grand Forks approach to the bridge, causing the closure. The Kennedy Bridge on Gateway Drive, that's Highway 2, remains open. Be advised of the changing traffic patterns on Gateway Drive caused by increased traffic. No left-hand turns are allowed between Washington Street and the Kennedy Bridge unless at a controlled intersection, which would be North 5th and North 3rd Street. For up-to-date information on the Grand Forks flood fight, you can go to grandforksgov.com/flood. So that gets you caught up to date on everything you need to know. Again, we'll keep you updated as this winter storm comes our way, but we're looking anywhere 1 to 7 inches of snow in Crookston in the listening area tomorrow through Friday. We'll keep you updated. Keep your radios tuned right here to KROX. With that winter storm watch in effect, we're going to send Leo out to the baseball game. He's going to cover UMC baseball this afternoon. 1:30 gets underway. We'll have the pregame show right around 1 o'clock here on KROX or shortly after that. So be listening for UMC baseball. If you don't want to make it out there and watch them play, you can listen to it right here on KROX or bring your headset along and listen to the game. While watching it, Leo will pass along all the stats. Always nice. Baseball is one of those. You need to listen to the game on the radio. Even if you're there, you get a lot of that info and some good tidbits as well. So be listening to KROX this afternoon for UMC baseball as they take on Augustana. Should be a good one this afternoon, 1:30. That gets underway. The Noontime News on KROX was brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.